It could create jobs, be a new source of nutrient-rich local food, even clean up water pollution and reverse some of the effects of ocean acidification. We're talking about the hopes, anyway, for a new industry, seaweed aquaculture, off the coast of Western Washington. CanCAC's environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe joined several dozen people at a three-day workshop on the topic.
It's a cold, rainy day at Kitsap County's Salisbury Point Park, where a small crowd of people is getting ready to board a skiff. At the boat's helm is Charlie Delius, the farm manager at Hood Canal Mariculture. The company has been piloting seaweed growing techniques with the help of lots of researchers.
Last year we had pretty good success with the crop. Most of that's being used for R&D to develop different food products that we've been working on for a while. And then we've got our third one in the water right now, and it's coming along really nicely so far.
And there's obviously a lot of interest in this, right?
As you can see, yeah. We've got a boat staged and waiting out there with another two boatloads of people that are looking to get a close-up view of the kelp.
The groups zoom out and see the underwater lines up close, where seaweed crops co-mingle with oysters that the company is growing about 10 feet below the surface. Part of the idea here is to see how cultivation of seaweed can pull excess carbon and pollutants from the water. Researchers say, at least locally, it can reverse ocean acidification.
So I was like, whoa, this is too good to be true.
Chong Kim first heard about this on the radio. He had recently retired from running his own restaurant in Seattle and was looking for a next act in life. He grew up in Korea, where he says seaweed is almost like mother's milk. So he enrolled in the workshop. He's learning a lot.
And after some lesson yesterday, oh my God, 10 different government agencies that I have to go through to get the permit process. And it may take more than a year, if I'm lucky.
He says he still wants to be part of the industry, but probably on the processing end, not as a grower. He hopes to help encourage demand, maybe help find some artisanal strains here, and then make it tasty. Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.